Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Hey, and welcome back to the Straight Shooter Recruiter. I'm Emily, a senior recruiter by day, podcast host by night, and am currently concussed. Yep, you probably already guessed it because I never miss an episode, and last week I had to take some time off because I was tending to a concussion. But we are back. What I will say is my head is still not doing great. I need to take lots of rest. And for those of you who are familiar with the podcasting space or industry, so to speak, it is a lot of screen time that's required to record, to edit, to kind of do all of those things. So I wasn't well enough to put together a brand new podcast episode, but I didn't want to leave you hanging 2 weeks in a row. Like, that would just be mean. So what we did instead is something so exciting. I pulled some of the audio from one of my new YouTube videos that has so much awesome content for you. So definitely check that out. It's also the Straight Shooter Recruiter if you're interested. So hopefully you'll be able to learn something. We'll chat a little bit about a really exciting topic, and I hope that it's helpful. Thank you guys so much for understanding. I promise I will be back in action next week when I can read without getting a headache or severe eye pain. I am just following doctor's orders, but I love you guys lots, lots, lots. Thank you so much for checking this out, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Anyone who has been a longtime listener knows that I'm a gelato fiend. I don't know if it's my Italian roots or my sweet tooth, but it's a thing. So when I first tried Coppa di Gelato a few years ago, I fell in love. They started 16 years ago as a little ma and pa cafe serving gelato and a bunch of other goodies. And 16 years later, they are now Southwestern Ontario's largest producer of gelato and sorbet. You guys know I would not lie to you, and trust me when I say you can taste the difference. Everything they make is from scratch. Their gelato is made with 100% Canadian milk. It is all locally sourced, and many of their flavors are all natural. Not to mention their sorbet is vegan, like hello, and the flavors are to die for. Some of my favorites have been milk and cookies. Toffee cappuccino crunch actually is one of my favorites, but my all-time favorite is mango tango. Like, it is so good. They're so delicious. I love their gelato so much that I actually reached out to them and asked a partner because I already had some tubs in my freezer, and I thought, this makes sense. I need to reach out. You can pick them up at Sobeys, Foodland, Metro, 7-Eleven, and so many more independent local grocery and convenience stores across Ontario. You need to try them and let me know what your favorite flavor is. DM me, message me, let me know. You can find them at www.coppadigelato.com, and that's spelled Coppadigelato, or you can also find them on Instagram and Facebook at the.copa. I love me some Coppa di Gelato. Thank you so much for partnering on today's episode. Lots of love, you guys. Hey, and welcome to the Straight Shooter Recruiter. I'm Emily, a senior recruiter by day and a career coach by night. And believe it or not, I hated interviews before I became a recruiter. I felt like every single time I got nervous, I either froze up and kind of just blank stared into the interviewer, which, let me tell you, not a good look,
Or I rambled for hours. I like dated it back to my birthday. I dated it back to when I got my goldfish in 2008. I would fill the room with useless information. And it wasn't until I started my career in recruitment that I realized there really is a formula for success. There really is a way to answer every single interview question pretty dang perfectly. Regardless of if you're in finance, tech, whatever it might be, I promise the tip I'm about to give you today, she's a game changer. It is going to change the way that you interview. I am so excited to share it with you. But before we dive in, I mean, you're already here. We're already having such a great time. I feel like you should just subscribe, perhaps hit that little notification bell. I don't know. I don't want to pressure you, but I'll just wait. Let me know. All right, enough of that. Let's get into the good stuff. This channel is going to have so many amazing resources to help you prepare for interviews. But this tip, in my opinion, is the foundation of every good interview. It is truly timeless. It is universal. It is the OG. I love this tip. The tip in every interview on how to answer any question correctly is be a STAR. Yep, no, this is real advice. Stay with me, I promise. STAR stands for the situation, the task, the action, and the result. Really, what it is a framework for you to answer any question, whether it's technical or behavioral. I mean, I think they're extra amazing for behavioral questions, but I digress. It's a way to answer questions that adds the perfect amount of structure, make sure that you're giving the interviewer the right amount of information without filling up the room with useless facts, circa Emily 2013, okay? Let's do this. So in an interview, let's pretend that you were just asked, tell me about a time you were working on a team and you faced some challenges. It's a pretty common question. I feel like most people have gotten this at some point in their life. What sometimes happens is people will ramble a lot. They'll take up a lot of time giving me information I don't really need, and it's kind of hard for me to follow what they're getting at. Or on the flip side, I get people who give me one-word answers, like, worked on a team, it was so bad, next question. Like, that's not gonna help me. So we're gonna follow the STAR method, give you the perfect amount of information, and then basically give you the framework to rinse and repeat every time you're asked a question. So reminder, our question is, tell me about a time you worked on a team and you faced some challenges. So we start with the S, which is the situation. You wanna tell the interviewer what the situation was in just enough detail that they understand what's happening, but not so much detail that they don't actually understand what you're talking about. So my answer for this might be, I was working on a group project where we had to run a financial evaluation of a startup company. That's it. One sentence. You can maybe do two sentences if you're feeling crazy. Short, sweet, two sentences. We call it a day. We move on to the task. And the task is the really important part. The task is obviously where we call out the stuff you had to do, you know, the tasks. But it's also where we call out what the problem was. So remember, your question asked about a time you worked on a challenging team or had a challenge with the team. Here is where you actually include what the problem was. So this is also your problem statement. So in this example, I would say, our team was really struggling to figure out what startup company we wanted to evaluate, and it was starting to cause a bit of backlog on our work. There it is. You outlined the thing you had to do and what the problem was with the thing. Let's move on to action. And action is actually where I see the most mistakes, and it's the exact same mistake over and over again. You guys are way too humble. I get people who will say things like, my team and I did this, my group did this, and then collectively we did this. And yeah, that's great. I'm sure your team was wonderful, but I'm not interviewing your team, I'm interviewing you. I want to know specifically what you contributed. So when you're answering this portion of the question, it's great to include what your team did overall, but I need at least one or two sentences calling out what you did. This is a chance for you to highlight the work you do, your leadership, how you collaborate, how you solve problems. So think really hard about why you made that project or that assignment extra special. So for this example, I might say, you know, we were really struggling to figure out what company we wanted to pick, so I set up a Zoom meeting with the entire team for us to all share our opinions for a couple of minutes. And then from there, I set up a vote to make sure that we could pick the company we were all most happy with. Done. Shows your leadership, shows your initiative, shows how you work on teams, and it was what? Two sentences, three at most, because I talk fast. Simple, easy. Then we move on to the results. Obviously, the results are what happened. I often get asked by people, and by often, I mean all the time. I get asked, okay, so what if I use the STAR method and the result sucked? What if we failed the project or that product we were working on never launched? I think that's okay. Any interviewer who's going to assume that every single thing in life has gone smashingly, off without a hitch, They're crazy. Everyone knows that life happens. No project, no assignment, nothing is ever going to come out perfect. So if the result for the example that you're sharing sucks, it's okay to be honest that the result kind of sucked. But what is most important is that you called out what you learned from it and what you would do differently next time. So for example, with my situation I completely made up, if the project was a total bust, totally sucked, this is how I would answer the results part. Even though we tried to get the team on the same page, unfortunately, we fell so far behind on deadlines that we actually were not able to get a great grade. But what I learned from it was blah, 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 the importance of teamwork, communicating, collaborating. You get the gist. On the flip side of that, if your result was really great, this is a chance for you to flex. Please, flex. Share why it was a great success. Did you get a great grade? Did you turn it in on time? Were your customers really happy? So that is the time where you highlight all the fabulous things that you did that made the project a success. Sweet. We've got the basics of the STAR method nailed down. You wrote down all of those notes. We're good to go. The next step is that we actually have to practice. And I know that nobody wants to practice preparing for interviews, sometimes even before you have an interview lined up. But trust me when I say using the STAR method is awesome, but it takes practice for it to feel natural. It takes practice for you to be able to answer difficult questions on the spot or to even prepare really well for interviews. So naturally, I'm about to give you just a little bit of homework. Don't hate me, it's for your own good. Here's what we're going to do. In the comments, you are going to answer the following question, obviously using the STAR method, and I'm gonna give you feedback. And then what I want you to do from there is prepare. Commit to preparing a couple of sample answers for, you know, whatever popular questions you might get in an interview. Like, tell me about a time you were a leader, or tell me about a time where you failed a project or a course. So really get into the habit of practicing. So step number one, you're gonna answer this question using the STAR method in the comments. And here is your question. Tell me about a time where you set a goal for yourself. What did you do to reach that goal? And did you reach the goal? Bam, don't forget, we're using the STAR method. All right, so key takeaways from today. Number one, STAR method is fire. You literally cannot mess it up. Step number two, you have to practice or you might mess it up. So make sure you're practicing. Number three is make sure when you're speaking about actions, you're speaking about your actions, not just your team actions. And number four, and arguably the most important, is you have to subscribe. I mean, this was great. I feel like we've got a connection going. It feels really special to me. So I think you should subscribe because we're gonna go so freaking in depth on how to prepare for interviews. Everything from how to write notes, what to look for on the company's website, what to wear. We are going to get so nitty gritty. And now that you've got the STAR method down, you are ready for level two. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a beat. Please like, comment. I also have a podcast and Instagram you can check out. Handles will be coming on the next page. I really appreciate you. Thank you for being here, and let's talk careers next week.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.